Let's speak live on LBC News to Evie Aspinall, who's director of the British Foreign Policy Group. Evie, great to talk to you. I asked another contributor this yesterday, how tricky is this tightrope that Sir Keir Starmer, Rachel Reeves, the UK delegation has to walk in relation to Donald Trump?
It's incredibly difficult. And I think we shouldn't underestimate how difficult particularly the UK's position is. We have particularly strong relationships with the United States historically, not least very strong military and economic ties, including around intelligence sharing. So we are very closely tied, and we've historically tried to use that as a bridge between the US and Europe and kind of keeping relations relatively warm. We are in a very difficult position then when our closest ally is doing such dangerous things on the world stage, and things that are so fundamentally against the UK's interests. So we're having to walk a very tight line between, you know, condemning Trump and protecting our European economic security.
Sorry, Evie, we've just got a little bit of a delay on the line. Let's see if it resets itself. Are you still there?
I'm still there.
Yes, you were saying you've got they've got to walk this very fine line between condemnation and support.
Exactly. And, you know, we've got to find the areas where we can critique Trump, and we have to critique Trump because we have to protect European security and our own economic interests. But at the same time, you know, our interests are still, many of them, very closely tied to the US. Our security is very closely tied to the US. So we can't just go out and bash Trump publicly for no reason. We have to be very careful with how we do it.
Well, you say no reason now. Obviously, all the talks on Greenland, and we've had statements from Emmanuel Macron yesterday at Davos. We've had statements from Ursula von der Leyen at the EU Commission, which are fairly strong against Donald Trump. Does the UK need to be a bit more forceful with him, do you think?
I think we should always remember that the UK's position is slightly different in that it's because it's had that historic relationship, which makes us more of a bridge into Europe. We should be trying to maintain that bridge. I think that's important for both the UK and Europe. But I do think there is room for us to be more robust. I think some would find that would poll really well domestically, so that would be good for him on a domestic point of view. But internationally as well, I think there's a real opportunity for the UK to step up, be more forceful, and make clear where our red lines are on Greenland.
Do you think that Sir Keir Starmer should be there in Davos? He's not. He's doing Prime Minister's questions today.
I absolutely think that the Keir Starmer should be in Davos. It's funny because Starmer is often told off for going off and doing too much internationally. But this feels like the critical moment where we should be doing things internationally. All the world leaders are in Davos. Trump is in Davos. And we aren't there on the world stage. We're not showing a united front with Europe. To me, it feels like a quite cowardly decision that has been made to kind of, you know, take the spotlight off Starmer to make sure that we're not having uncomfortable conversations in the room with Trump. But I actually think that optically, it looks far worse than not gone.
Yeah, Rachel Reeves was asked about this and she said, well, you know, we speak to the US all the time. Keir Starmer phones Donald Trump. I speak to the US Treasury Secretary. But sometimes I would argue face-to-face has a better impact.
Absolutely. I think being in the same room as each other, and actually doesn't happen that often in global affairs, being in the same room is incredibly important for having those personal connections, especially when the UK has built, I mean, it's not been a perfect relationship with Trump by any means, but it's been a better relationship than much of Europe has had. And I think we should be leveraging at this kind of critical moment in time. We should be there.
What about when Donald Trump throws in the Chagos Islands, as he did yesterday, which isn't really something that was being discussed by the US president, and the administration before had actually supported the UK's decision on it? What extra layer does that add to the mix?
Yeah, I think for me, the Chagos deal and the conversation around it in the last 24 hours has very much been a case of Trump throwing his toys out the pram. He wants to make noise. He wants to kind of hit back at people for standing up to him. And he wants them to stop doing that. You know, anything you do, the tariffs is a way to try and stop Europe trying to intervene on Greenland. Throwing out the Chagos deal is another one to belittle the European partners so they won't stand up to him. I don't think he actually has that much of a view on the Chagos deal. Partly it kind of undermines his views on Greenland if you're prioritizing sovereignty there and not in Greenland. But realistically, I don't think it's top of his agenda. I think it's more just a stick to beat Starmer with.
So finally, Evie, if you had a word in the ear of Sir Keir Starmer right now, what is he doing well, in your opinion, with Donald Trump, and where does he need to step up?
I think in general, I think the broad approach which recognises that we shouldn't be leading the front from the front, like, say, Carney is, on standing up to Trump, I think there is a position for the UK to be a bridge. But I do think what he should be doing is being more forthright, making clear where our red lines are, making clear that we fundamentally support Greenland's sovereignty and that that is the top priority for the UK, and that we will actually shoulder quite a lot if necessary in order to protect that and to protect principles of free trade, the rule of law and the global system that we've long benefited from.
Evie, we appreciate your time here on LBC News. Thank you very much.
Thank you.